It is the Sports Spectacular with Joe Spano.
This is a tasty burger.
Now on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Yeah, his accent may sound like he's not one of us, but he is.
The two youths.
Two what?
He's just a guy doing a little sports radio.
What was that word?
That's why we call it the Sports Spectacular with Joe Spano. And it continues from the Quicken Loans Studios right now.
Well, the Sports Spectacular rolls on right here on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-777-2907. If you want to join the fray, that number again, 1-800-777-2907. Or hit us up on Twitter, at Span56, or at Ron Culver. That's R-O-N-N. But now, we're going to do a little Paisan corner here as one of my real Paisans joins us on the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. He's Yahoo Sports Radio's college football expert and the man in charge at GoForTheTwo.com. And, boy, he's going to be eating a big slice of humble pie. He's Joe Lisi. Joe, how you doing here? Welcome to the Sports Spectacular, my buddy.
How are you, Joe? Great game last night. Congratulations.
Ah, well, never being the one to rub it in, but, well, I told you so.
Well, there's two ways you can look at that, Joe. You know, Alabama won the game, but Clemson did cover in Vegas, so it goes both ways. But a great game nonetheless, great action on both sides of the ball.
Absolutely right about that, Joe. And we were talking about this, Ron and I, a little earlier. You know, really, haymakers all the way around on both sides of the ball, or in all three, you know, three facets of the game. The offenses with the big, you know, 50-plus yard plays and the 25-yard-plus plays for both sides, and the defenses with all those tackles for losses and sacks, so and special teams in particular for Alabama. So huge plays all the way around and impact plays all the way around in this game.
It was. Alabama won the turnover battle yesterday, 1-0 over Clemson. Big plays by Kenyon Drake, big plays with the onside kick and Marlon Humphrey. Just great coaching all around. Both teams looked prepared for this national championship game, and it showed on the field last night. But in the end, the better team did win in Alabama.
You know, it was funny. In this game, we were looking for those complementary players that were going to be the star. And for Alabama, we had it narrowed down to Richard Mullaney, Kenyon Drake, O.J. Howard. O.J. Howard was huge in this game. Kenyon Drake was huge in this game. And I think one of the key differences was the complementary players for Alabama made a bigger impact than the complementary players for Clemson. And in particular, they made those game-changing impact plays in this game.
That's a great point. Alabama's had top five recruiting classes for the last 5 years now, so it showed with the speed of Kenyon Drake on the kickoff return. It showed with the blown coverage on O.J. Howard on a couple of big plays down the field. But the way Lane Kiffin utilized different formations in that ballgame, to me, was another turning point and advantage for Alabama. And credit Nick Saban and the staff for pulling out all the stops. I think he realized that his team was losing momentum in the fourth quarter and made the big onside kick call. But that changed the momentum of the game, and big coaches need to break tendencies in these games to get the victory.
You know, let's talk a little bit about O.J. Howard. A lot of breakdowns allowed for him to run to wide open spaces and have some green grass in front of him, make some impact plays. A lot of these plays happened after Mackenzie Alexander left the game. But the funny thing was, the breakdowns left O.J. Howard open, yet Adarius Stewart and Calvin Ridley were really neutralized by that great Clemson secondary, even without Mackenzie Alexander.
It was, and I think when you look at both of those guys, Adarius Stewart and Calvin Ridley, the lack of big game experience, Stewart's only a sophomore, Ridley's a freshman, so I think that lack of big game experience really showed. Howard's a senior, so he stepped up on a national stage. He made big plays when he had to. And where he was utilized in terms of the formations, he's a tight end, but he was playing in the backfield at certain times with Lane Kiffin that allowed him to come out of the backfield, get him matched up on a nickel back and on a linebacker, and utilize his big play ability. And I think that's where Alabama held the advantage and really exploited the Clemson Tiger defense.
That's the voice of Joe Lisi, Yahoo Sports Radio's college football expert and the man in charge of GoForTheTwo.com, and he joins us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. you know, it was interesting in watching this game. And Jake Coker ends up with a very, very good stat line. But he really struggled for big chunks of this game with that Clemson pass rush, the Clemson coverage, moving, getting the football out quickly, and not taking sacks. Talk a little bit about the adjustments that Coker made in the second half as far as getting rid of the ball a little more quickly, making the right decisions with the football, avoiding sacks, and maybe some things that you saw Lane Kiffin do in the play calling that put Coker in a better position to succeed.
Well, without a doubt, you look at Clemson's speed in the first half. They had four sacks on Jay Coker. He did look a little bit inconsistent and looked hesitant in where he wanted to go with the football. But in the second half, Lane Kiffin adjusted formations to allow max protection for Jacob Coker. And Jacob Coker is an athletic quarterback. He's a mobile quarterback, but Clemson's speed was able to keep him in the pocket within the first half. In the second half, they sort of wore down because of the tempo of the game. I mean, I don't think a lot of people expected Alabama to put up 45 points on that Clemson Tiger defense. This was the number one ranked statistical defense last year and was only giving up 120 rushing yards entering this matchup. So they made adjustments, and they made adjustments on third down. That was the key. They were 9 of 18 on third down conversions. Clemson defense entering this matchup, Joe, was only allowing their opponents to convert 25% of the time. So I think that was a great job by Lane Kiffin in utilizing formations, utilizing max protection to allow Coker to have time. And then that big third down play to Ridley down the, to Stewart down the side of the field on a third and 11, 38-yard pass play. He stood in the pocket and made big plays when his team needed him to. He's a big-time quarterback. Jay Coker stepped up in a big way last night.
You know, it was interesting. You mentioned Alabama and their ability to convert on third down. If each of these teams offensively has one bugaboo, for Alabama, it's converting on third down, especially early in the game. And for Clemson, it's they're a little fast and loose with the football. We saw Alabama solve their problems with converting on third down. We didn't necessarily see Deshaun Watson cure his problems with being fast and loose with the football. And again, Clemson loses the battle of turnovers. The interception was a key and led to seven big Alabama points in this game.
It was, and I feel like Clemson had missed opportunities. You mentioned the interception by Eddie Jackson in the first half. That was a key drive for Clemson. If Clemson could have scored on that drive and made that score double digits, they would have put a lot of pressure on that Alabama offense to respond. Alabama struggled this year when they faced Ole Miss because they were able to jump up to a 17-3 lead and forced Alabama into a catch-up scenario. So that was a big turnover by Eddie Jackson. And then in the second half, in the fourth quarter, when Clemson had the lead 24-20, and they had the ball at around midfield, they could not convert again to put points on the board to force Alabama's offense to play catch-up. So I thought those were two big scenarios for Clemson to get the victory last night. They just couldn't come through. It's an inexperienced team. Deshaun Watson's still only a sophomore, so they'll get it right. But the better team did come through in Alabama. The more experienced team showed last night in the Crimson Tide. And credit Nick Saban and Kirby Smart for a great game plan.
Well, makes me think as we get ready to let you go here. You said Deshaun Watson, only a sophomore, which means he's going to be back. Is he instantly the favorite to win the Heisman Trophy going into next season?
Well, I think it's him and Christian McCaffrey entering next year. I think he's got great intangibles that will make him a great NFL quarterback. I mean, he doesn't get rattled under the pressure, and no matter what the deficit was last night, you saw Deshaun Watson step up and make big plays and put his team in a position to win the ball game. So I think that's the biggest attribute that he has, leadership skills, and he's a 5-tool player. He's got it all at the quarterback position. I think it's Christian McCaffrey and Deshaun Watson, and don't forget Dalvin Cook from Florida State.
Absolutely, and Leonard Fournette from LSU. It's going to be an interesting
right.
race. Joe, can't thank you enough. It's been a great college football season. My paisan, I'll catch you over that late lunch, early dinner. We'll have some laughs, and I'll clean out your wallet.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Love talking college football with you. Enjoy the day.
Right back at you. That was Joe Lisi joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. On the other side, Nick Saban, greatest coach that's ever hung a whistle around his neck. We'll debate it next here on the Sports Spectacular. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.